sanje je gomban to ban de de chu mangbo la la ban ma sa wo ti la la ban sa wo ti gan ke na ning ji chen bo so wo ta ning ji ko
ta
ta ta de
san yin gong go
to me 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 ning ji zo wo go mo sanje je gomban to ban de de chu mangbo la la ban ma sa wo ti la la ban sa wo ti gan ke na ning ji chen bo so wo
So Rinpoche was repeating this one verse which was saying, don't train too much in too many different kinds of Dharma activities, but train one. This is compassion. Compassion is compassion comprises all the teachings of the Buddha so that you can carry it in your hand. Therefore, Rinpoche recited that. I was asking whether you should practice it. But he says, everybody of us, we should practice it. Yes.
Don't
Rinpoche asks us to start out by developing the enlightened attitude. The enlightened attitude is to think that it is for the benefit of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as the sky, that we want to attain the perfect state of Buddhahood. In order to attain this perfect state of Buddhahood, we have to engage ourselves with diligence in listening, reflecting, and reflecting and meditating upon the genuine Dharma.
Tene tikpa chenpo lo la, tikin jenangli kyopa la, tikin kunzob semche de kar chikyo re. Teaching Kunzob Sanjay Jula Jena, Tipachembe Lamdu Huber. Teaching Kunzob Sanjay Jula Majena, Teaching Jalala Mayubare. Then teaching Kunzob Sanjay Jutumu Mayimba, Manurwa Samba Temi, Niji Temi, Gawa Temi, Tanyun Temi, the Yere, Temi Yenan, Tanyun and Gozo De, Tanyun Temi, Samba Temi, Niji Temi, Yet and Dodiku Tode, Talam Gawa Temi Dodiku.
In Mahayana Buddhism, the relative bodhicitta is very important. If we have integrated the relative bodhicitta into our mind streams, then we have entered the path of Mahayana. If we have not integrated the relative bodhicitta into our mind streams, then we also have not actually entered the path of Mahayana. The cause or the root for the relative bodhicitta are the four immeasurables, which is immeasurable loving-kindness, immeasurable compassion, immeasurable joy, and immeasurable impartiality. Rinpoche was explaining immeasurable impartiality already, also immeasurable loving-kindness and immeasurable compassion, and today he will explain immeasurable joy, or how it is translated here in this book, immeasurable sympathetic joy. Since there are so many new people here today, Rinpoche decides to give a brief overview over the four immeasurables as he explained it the last few days. At first he was explaining immeasurable impartiality. Impartiality means that one gives up anger and aversion against, or anger and aversion towards friends, and one also gives up ordinary attachment. One has to give up anger and aversion against enemies. And one has to give up ordinary attachments for friends. And developing compassion towards both of them, all friends and enemies, one has to develop an even mind. And this is what it is meant by impartiality. Immeasurable loving kindness is the wish that we wish happiness and the cause of happiness, which is virtue, to all sentient beings, including our enemies. Immeasurable compassion is the wish with which we wish all sentient beings, including our enemies who are suffering, that they may be free of this suffering, the suffering which is the fruition of the cause, bad or negative actions.
Immeasurable Dendor je sem dan thado ge sem je ge re. Tene gawa chemi de zu den sem dan thado ge nyen bo re. Telan dendor se be sem dan. Thado ge sem me par tarung debe chang ngun tu par jin jor ken. Te ngun to se je de la de me de che re. Ngun to la yi la de me de che je par dan long jo jin jor ken. Dele chan tarong lakpa chi yonu sambe gogudu. Pusom lochu pusom sopa la gawa tang tarong dele la si yonu sambe gogudu. Sewa mepa. Sewa mepa, nepa mepa. Lochu pusom sopa yonu yang dra su yinjin sewa yonu lochu tang panjur lochu da nyambo dungan perga yore. Tendrao Mayimpan, Seva Mepan, Nepa Mepan, Seva Mepan. Hirap Cheva So, Hirap Chembo Yopan. Then Tomjor Lonjo, Pusom Sokpachi Yuna Yang, Tomjor Lonjo, Chembo Yopa, like Hirap Gogre, Hirap Mina, Tomjor Lonjo, Jerana, Donga Yungre, Yinla Yang, Donga Jeva Josogre. Tomjor Lonjo, Chinle Hirap Yuna, Rangla Tomjor Top Dan Jorba Lonjo Rangla Dunga Zogomare Yinla Dunga Zove Jin Zogomare. This is a Hirap the Gogodo Hirap Chebaso Yuntin Pusom Sokba Tome Jorba Hoje Yuntin Pusom Sokba Tome Jorba Hoje Tomata Denbar Hoje Simjin yin namjang, simjin yin da namjang, yin se jit tanda tomjur pusom sokpa che loyo to sambare. Te mayin pa simjin yin da namjang datav kompang lan, datav deji lan, ne na ngare ga se jit nga gawo yo, nga ga nyamdo, yangdang yangdo gomu. Te gomba te yangdang yangdo se jit sa chini gomba tsamji diga yo mare, yangdang yangdo gomu goyo. Yangdang yangdo gomna ngune tenrawu teni lo ji to gore. Ngune tenrawu lo ma ji ji pardu yangni yangdo gomu, gom ya.
Now it is the fourth immeasurable, immeasurable joy. It says in this book of Pato Rinpoche, imagine someone of noble birth. Here it is talking about a person, a human being. Imagine someone of noble birth, strong, prosperous, and powerful. Someone who lives in the higher realms. The higher realms are those of the gods and human beings. So he lives in the higher realms. Experiencing comfort, happiness and long life, with many servants and great wealth. Without any feeling of jealousy or rivalry, make the wish that they might have even greater abundance. To meditate on immeasurable joy is the remedy against all jealousy and rivalry. We don't want to have other people's possessions and so on. Therefore, we have the remedy, which is the meditation on joy, or immeasurable joy. Make the wish that they might have even greater abundance, that they might enjoy still more of the prosperity of the higher realms, with even less suffering. Even though this person is in a good situation, wealthy and so on, but if one has possessions and wealth, this can make one suffering from worry about that one will lose it or that it will be stolen. So here we wish that this wealthy, rich person will even have less suffering, and that this person will grow even more intelligent and talented. Intelligent here means if you are rich and if you have intelligence, if you use your wealth and possessions with intelligence, then you yourself won't suffer from it and other people won't suffer from it. But if you don't accompany your wealth and possessions with your intelligence, if you don't use it with intelligence, then it will be the cause, then this wealth will be the cause for your own suffering and also for the suffering of others. Here you wish this wealthy and rich person that he or she might have even more intelligence to use it with. Then tell yourself again and again how wonderful it would be if all beings could also enjoy those same circumstances. You have to think again and again, oh, I'm happy about that this person is so rich. And you should wish that all beings could be in the same situation. And this not only one or two times, but again and again, until this wish really created in your mind.
Donan de kapsata panjur partan jorpa panjur pasom sope tene matela ninji de kirab gogre ninji de kirab yuna tene semjin la pe to to gre de kapsata zo kirab songdo kirab perbe Malamian Gogre. Hiram Bel Gogre. Hiram Mina such a painted the song in women in Saji Lavay. Hiram Maple, Lonjo, de Parcher Rang La Pembano. Donji Payo, Oma, de Pivinto, Jalamin. Hiram Maple, Lonjo, de Hiram Maple, Lumbo, La Lonjo, Chamber Yona, Parcheva, Cahier, La Tes, it is a pingre, in a Parcheva La Rang La Pembano. Rang la ping mare, rang la donga zogre, yin la yang donga zogre, jin zigre. Donju pai oma de pewin tonga jalami. Donju pa se le ti, matu menda ti kapso yang, pe donju pa la oma hajang mangbo yu sebre. Kelo katse yu tendi ha gomye. Tenen donju pa la oma mangbo yu rete, parcher donju pa rang la ping yang mare, pibo la yang ping mare, mokanto long ju zogre. Tete chikpa re sumpa re. Te yapan duke me doche na sumpa. Tsikye te. Sache pende te sumpa.
In brief, even if one has perfect wealth and abundance, one needs compassion and wisdom to use it. Then one will be able to benefit others with it. Here it mainly talks about the intelligence or wisdom to use your wealth with. If you don't have intelligence or wisdom to use your wealth with, then you won't be able to benefit others. This is according to Sakya Pandita, which Rinpoche was explaining before. Sakya Pandita, he was saying, if one has possessions but no intelligence, then this only benefits a few persons. It is similar to the milk of a cow, which will be enjoyed by others. Here Sakya Pandita says, if you have possessions, then you have to have intelligence also. Otherwise, you can not benefit others with it. Otherwise, you will even be suffering from it. This is the same with the milk of the cow. The milk of the cow will be drunken by the humans. It does not benefit the calf so much or the cow itself, but it will be drunken by somebody else. If one has a lot of wealth and riches, but no intelligence and no compassion, then it might even be the cause for harming others. because for one's wealth and for one's compassion, one will fight. So that might be the cause that one even harms others.
This is not a long term person talk about than Dembala, Ningi, than Hirab Yang, Perve, the name of Jago, the Congo, Choji Sango.
Natsu Kongsola. Therefore, we have
long term than Dembala, Ningi, than Hirab Yang, Perve, Choji Sango.
Therefore, we have to make aspirational prayers that all of those who are rich and have possessions, that they also may be endowed with compassion and wisdom or intelligence.
Therefore,
we should begin our meditation by thinking about a person who easily arouses our positive feelings, like a close friend or someone whom we love. It could be our relatives, a friend, our boyfriends, girlfriends. It is very easy for us to develop positive feelings toward these kinds of friends, because if we think about them, then naturally joy will arise.
Te joy la ti na parma na la kom. Te ne rang la nezi jedra dang nezi jedra la kom kore. Te joy la ti na daya mai ba niya mai ba parma la kom. Parma na la gaba kom te joy la ti na rang la neba sebe nezi jedra la kom kore. Nezi jedra dang. Chepar do. Nezi jedra ina ni. Chepar do cha do kene. Tadok yodu churpa Ranga Tadok and Dender churpa Tadok and Nesu churpa Tamjela Gomgore Tamjela Yenjur Pinsola Mazupe Longin Jetsawa Trongni Songde Yenjin Jorbala Mazupe Lote, same thing, Embare Simjila Yenje Panjola Mazupe Tado Jere Yang Rang Magavasola. Then this law, the same name bar. Same name bar ni zawa chong ni song de. Zawa ni song de. Chong ni song de. Deva dan denba cha tam che la gawa che bar jing gom jing. Thar mekpa mekpa ngang du ya. Thar dene ming ming jing ngang du ya kawara ta. Tungpa nye ji tungi xin na tungpa to su gom. Kansa ka dam mekpa ta chu ji dami tungpa nye te su gom ni nyabar ya kawara.
When you have established that feeling of happiness toward your friends, then try to cultivate the same feeling toward those about whom you feel indifferent, about those who are neither friends nor enemies, about those who are in between being a friend and an enemy. Then focus on all kinds of enemies who have harmed you, and especially anybody of whom you feel jealous. We should, as a third step, then focus on people whom we have negative feelings to, be it a jealousy, that we are jealous that they are so rich, and so on. We should focus on them, and then uproot the evil mentality that finds it unbearable that somebody else should have such perfect plenty, and cultivate a particular feeling of delight for each kind of happiness that they might enjoy. So we should feel here, we should think that these negative persons also should enjoy happiness. In the end, conclude by resting in the state without any conceptualization, a state without any focus. If we know how to meditate on emptiness, then at this point we could meditate emptiness here, or the absence of the self in individual, or the absence of a self in phenomena.
Teyang gabane, gaba gomane, thado mebe lo yinbe. Gaba se jeten thado mebe lo, thado mebe semne. Gama se jet karresena, thado mebe semne. Kari nyimbore sena, thado da, densem di nyimbore. Tisena, tab na tope, gaba gomba teyang, tab na tope, gomsor madava na tope, goni lo jangde, thado glong in the jula maje, but tablam begu. Tadoga same name, but in a solely over a day, jula mejeve, tablam begu. Tele trove tablam begu. Chepar Jarvis Sepo Sanjo Semba Namji Sanjo Semba Dang Sema Namji Ji, this is a diary. Same Jin Tamje, this is in the diary. Sanjo Semba Namji Same Jin Tamje, don't same Jin Same Jin Teda Tamje, Tindo Deva Tindo Deva, Tado Deva, to join the Deva. Zobe Sanje de Kombang Kombangdang Tindu Deva Tardu Deva Tardu Deva Tin Nakab de Deva Nakab de Tardu Deva Nakab de Deva Tikar Muntor Muntor Lada Murray Muntor Lada May Deva Tin Nakab de Deva Tempo Kaya Yoman Muntor Lami Kombang Goji imbala, goji imbala, go gubalas. Sanjo Semba Sema Namje, Simjin Tamje, Tadok Deva Sanje, Kombala, go godo Simjina. Nekab Lada Moy Kombala, go goji imbala. Tado Senata, Simji Ranke, Levanke, Levan Sejeting Women Lady Topje, Sunamje Topje, Yuntin Nam Jorban. Timber Topala Timber City, the Junze Topala Rangi Lege, near Captain Jorba Junze, and Topala Magava Chip Tap Tap Jalayo, Magava Kavachi Jasis and Jusambaina. That same Jinjin Jorba, La Magava Lochina, the near Rangs and Jusamba, a Mayimbatari, Rangla Samantana. Yinji Sanju Sambar Tongna Yang Rang Tado Yona Rang Sanju Sambar Mayim Batare. The Yin Sanju Sambar Sui, so may Hako Mudo Semdoma. In a Ranga Sematana, Rangla Tado Yonangone, Sanju Sambar the Sema, Semar Majorbury. Ranju in Tadoke, He Sinche Ranga Juicy the Semri, Ranga Sem La Tad Ranga Sem Tadoke Len is. Since you say, Len is zong, Yinji Yuntin Madonga. Ranglan Tado, you only Yinji Yuntin Tongamari. Kainsena, Yuntin la Dibzi Yavari. Yinji Yuntin la Dibzi the Karasana, Tadore. Natsu Simjinji Yuntin Madonga, Dibzi de Naran Toli Yavari, the Karan Tadore. Madonga. Tadok depend Madonga. Ranga. Dek sapo che sopa yinde. Rang tenen thado yona rang dekpa sapo che se jude dekpa sapo che topo che dekpa chenpo sopa yinde. Da pe te malare baso. Mui jeb tui malare pa kusu dan tene jeb kap su tu so. Yunda mangpo ke teba sepa kap su. Senyi jitun pa talo hi sawa. Loton talo nilende talo songdo talo hisawa thado thado jine gordu somala mlare pala toy pase gordu somare jipchinje jipchin mlare pe ngoi chi tang zumchur che cham che tin na yang yi ma chi che yi ma che wa te kon tha do chen bo yo pa la tin de yin tin la yin tin de somare de zi yo re lokta tang kon de khona se pe si don chen bo chi de che pa tang Don sitting there in daily cable or jewelry. Young Gehit Sapo, he seven singing and singing by Jacob Jetuinla, dog drama, so young, Tado Kona Wangi Wangi. Console and Tado Yoba Latin, Malare Pinti, dips on it. Tenan Tado Jinja Kanza Tela, Sanjay Musu Songjang, Dean Munute. Sanjay Chandin Togumar Ranju Rank Juyam same then Tadok Lebam Tadok Jun Shubusena Yinji Yundi Mantong Yundi Mantong with Teba Patsan Yamachi, Junze San Yamachi Teba Machi Betuki the Senabja Nodo Morongte Sanjay Jeda Lebzin the Lakar Nija Lebzin the Gelon Lepakarmani Sanjay Jong de Jong in Be Pinja Pinjare, Kunji Jong Chong Jong in Be Kong in Tadog Jun Tokte Sanjay and Tado Zubare Jong din de la Teba Jonze, German dope, German dope, se Teba Che Mato, but a son in my chevre. Say Jig the Turnbe have drawn the Nejang, say Jigla Sanjay Ji have drawn the Never in a young Durba Tab Mabare. Dorbe tap me by, dor tap mazongre. Chitang kunchi imba da rek, the ruchikwa imba latin de, the tepachi a young kalekawayore. Dor tap me by yin, o tipate.
It continues with the definition of joy. So, what is joy? Joy is a mind which is free of jealousy.
Jealousy.
When one has an attitude without any jealousy at all, this is the definition of joy. That is what joy is. Therefore, one can also say that the meditation or that one, when one is free of jealousy, that this is, no, the other way around, that joy is the remedy for jealousy. Try to get rid of those harmful, jealous thoughts by training your mind with all sorts of methods. All of us, we have jealousy. Therefore, we should apply diligently the methods to get rid of this jealousy. Especially a bodhisattva who has given rise to bodhicitta for the benefit of all beings should be trying to establish, but whereas the higher realms, which are those of gods and humans, are only temporary happiness. They are not at all stable, they are just temporary. Therefore, in the end, we should try to establish all sentient beings to in the stable state of happiness, of Buddhahood. How could such a bodhisattva ever be displeased when some beings, through the force of their own past actions, possess some distinction or wealth? If you are a bodhisattva and you look at other people who have wealth or who have riches, then you should not develop jealousy. If you look at your own mind and find out that you are jealous upon other bodhisattvas or those who are rich, then this is a sign that you are not a real bodhisattva. You should not look at other bodhisattvas whether they are jealous or not. because you can't even see other people's mind. But what you have to do is you have to look at your own mind and find out whether you yourself are a good bodhisattva. If you have jealousy, then you are not. Once people have been corrupted by jealousy, they no longer see the good in others, and their own negative actions increase alarmingly. If you have jealousy, then this jealousy functions as a veil which covers your ability to see the qualities of others. You can no longer see the qualities or anything good of others, but instead your own negativity will increase. It gives an example here of a story about Milarepa. When the glory and activity of Jetsun Milarepa were spreading, a certain professor of logic named Talo, actually the story was about Loten and Talo, but here they just mentioned Talo, he became jealous and started to attack Milarepa. In spite of every example of clairvoyance and miraculous powers that the Jetsun showed to him, Talo had no faith in him. Talo was so jealous that this jealousy was veiling his possibility to see the qualities of Milarepa. Even though Milarepa showed signs of clairvoyance and miraculous powers, he was veiled by his jealousy and couldn't see the qualities. Instead, he only reacted with wrong views and criticism. And he was later then reborn as a great demon. Another story. There are many examples of what can happen under the power of jealousy, like how the logician Geshe Tsakpuwa was so, he tried to poison Jetsun Milarepa. He was so jealous that he could not at all see the qualities of Milarepa, that he tried to poison Milarepa out of his jealousy. Even if the Buddha himself were present in person, there would be nothing he could do to guide a jealous person. A mind tainted with jealousy cannot see anything good in others. Once you are jealous, you are veiled by this jealousy and you cannot see the qualities of others. Being unable to see anything good, it is immune to faith. Without faith, one can receive neither compassion nor blessings. Devadatta and Shunakshatra were the Buddha's cousins. They were brothers and they were related to the Buddha himself. Both were tormented by jealousy. Therefore, they were veiled or covered by that and couldn't see the Buddha's qualities. They refused to have the slightest faith in him. Although they spent their entire lives in his company, he could not transform their minds at all. They were the Buddha's cousins and they spent their lives close to the Buddha. But because they were so jealous, they couldn't see the Buddha's qualities. And therefore the Buddha himself didn't have any means to bring them towards the Dharma.
Ta song.
Da tempo minu ma song. Moreover. Yes, did we?
Ta song. Dermaze.
Dermaze.
Dermaze yin la samba ngemba zona. Mo yin da la ranga samba ngemba zone. Sem ngemba sebe tela chonse mno chang dawo la khang ne go mare dawo tela yor tela chonse chang mno chang Ranga dek sapo che sobai. Samba ngembe topje ranga dekwa sagre. Ngoy gehi cherab ni. Gehi cherab ni se jote, cherab se jote, chembo ni dendar yobala. Konyi epe dendar yobarendo. Dendar ha kokandwa. Dendar yobala. Chek la pume yo serba chek tupe. Nene la chakimbo jikuche. Chakimbo jikor jikse. Tam ni tuse. Chaku na trangte tam ni chasin kipe. Rangri drenda la pume yo selo. Sebarendo. Te ko gavarendo. Te chik te ta keda nyamro gre sambare. Keda nyamre te se na te ko kira gavarendo. Drenda imbese na. Te kumbang trajar jisen pe. Lama yenda jikse barendo. I'm joking. Same way. Here na ting song de te ni dekwa kanke. Chick de gawa zube te dekwa chigre song marendo. Kanke am he song. Tetar. Tetab den trado gwang song on it. Tetan trado tang drinsem. Dendor so. Ta do gomba tela. Gomba te ranglam me pinching. Yinlam no. Ranglam pink mare. Yinlam no mare. In a young rank to me though, to rank at the class of by him be, theta with some bang and bapang day, same name bapang day, two tado, yinla, rectang, rutang, nortang, tuba so, you intend and twinging just some jorbala, ning takbani, tetoma, but ning takbani gama, gava gom, the gala sam no tama zam maimba, ning takbani gom gom. Gaba Gomkin. Dillon that I will you in Tintang, Jorba, so Yerba, Nariga, Nagagno. Tarong young, Detang, Deda, Le Lakba, Top Tang, Jorba. Tuba, you in Tin Lasso, but Pajan, Jorkin, Possum, so were Jorna. Jemarong yam, the Ning Takwa, Nigom. Oh, yeah, they part. And then Gava say, Made you pay the jiggle, yoggle kitchen. Namu put over it.
Moreover, even when evil thoughts about others do not materialize as actual physical harm, they still create prodigious negative efforts for the person who has the thought. If you are thinking something negative and if it does not really harm another one, but it will be of a great negativity towards yourself, therefore one should give up this kind of negative attitude. Always sincerely rejoice in the good qualities and favorable circumstances of others. Whether it be their social position, physic wealth, learning, or whatever else. We should always develop joy towards the qualities of others. Think over and over again how truly glad you are that they are such excellent people with such good fortune. You should think, I enjoy that they are in such a good circumstance. Make the wish that they become even better off than they are now, and that they acquire all the strength, wealth, learning, and good qualities that they could possibly ever get. I'm missing something. Where is it? It's not in the book?
Kicks in the Kaki Majorman.
Yes, sorry.
Did he cheer up?
Oh, here it is. Yes. And there's another story here.
Story is
yes.
Namthara. Lordji.
Lordji.
Gehi Charam. Oh, yeah.
About negative thoughts or your negative intention. Once there were two excellent geshes who were rivals. That means they didn't like each other, they were jealous upon each other. One day, one of them learned that the other one had a mistress. The geshe told to his servant, "Prepare some good tea, because I have some interesting news." The servant made tea, and when he had served it, he asked, "And what is the news?" The geshe replied, "They say that our rival has a mistress." When Kunpang Tragyal heard this tale, or this story, it is said that his face darkened and he asked, "Which of the two geshes committed the worst action?" Asking like that, it implies that actually the one out of jealousy who talked about the negative action of the other geshe had committed a worse action. Being jealous and talking bad about with a negative intention, he has committed the worst action. Constantly dwelling on such feelings as jealousy and competitiveness does not harm to one's rivals and brings no gain to oneself. If you think about with a jealous intention about your enemies, it does neither harm your rival nor does it bring any benefit to yourself. It leads to a pointless accumulation of negative actions. Give up this kind of negative attitude. Always sincerely rejoice in the good qualities and favorable circumstances of others, whether it be their social position, physical wealth, learning, or whatever else. Think over and over again how truly glad you are that they are such excellent people with such good fortune. Make the wish that they become ever better off than they are now, and that they acquire all the strength, wealth, learning, and good qualities that they could possibly ever get. Meditate on this from the depth of your heart. That means you should not develop any doubt of your own attitude. You should meditate on that from the depth of your heart. You should not just think it that you are glad about their good position, but you should really meditate upon that. And now there is an example.
Gavatse me pe kar raha tha pe te ngam ne to to ne ne bata ba chi sa de ngamong ka amate pala ha jan sam bu yure se potor na la so na ha jan dong an chim bu yure pote to ni na de ne ha jan ka ge yure se ngabe ni ne ngam ne bu to ne ne bata ba chi sa de ngamo te ngamo amate simji yin le jang rang pala lakpar cheba yin ba ti se no ti ngeba te ngamong pa te torwa lakpa chikware torwa lakpa porwa te tsam chi dunga chi khe pala ki hajang gabo yoba se na la ndo du dunga chimbo yoba chi khe karte karse nyi na pa te la te nyi na sanje macha pa gaba cheba njorwa te tar la po ngamong ka ame pa nye panda u gago.
The image given for boundless joy is that of a mother camel finding her lost baby. A mother camel is said to be to have an incredible love towards the child or the baby. And if the mother camel loses the baby, then it would have an immense suffering. But in case it finds it again, it will have an immense joy. Therefore, it is used here as the example. Of all animals, camels are considered the most affectionate mothers. If a mother camel loses her baby, her sorrow is correspondingly intense. But when she finds it again, her joy knows no bounds. That is the kind of sympathetic joy that you should try to develop. So Rinpoche says, develop a joy like a camel mother who found her lost baby.
Tetar tseme ba yebo teta sanchok je sem tsini ba yang da ba rangju le jebe jo manor wa yinbe, jo ngoma yinbe jini chang jo yi lama chi pardo gom gu rangju yi lama chi pardo gom gom do Tetar tseme ba yebo teyang ton chor du te ko labar se na tseme yebo te dona kar reta dona samba zangbo ke lindu ba yinbe Samba zangbo, sem zangbo di gogunu. Yimbe? Dueta namba tamche to, dueta namba koin to, samba zangbo, kona la lagu. Oya, tipate. Tene choji isok de kuri. Lolo.
The four boundless qualities cannot fail to cause us to develop genuine bodhicitta. Meaning the four immeasurables cannot fail to cause us to develop genuine bodhicitta. It is therefore vital to cultivate them until they have truly taken root in us. We should train as long as that we have integrated them into our mind stream. To make things as easy as possible to understand, we can summarize the four boundless qualities or the four immeasurables in the single phrase, a kind heart. That means a kind heart is an easy explanation of what the meaning of the four immeasurable is. A kind heart. Just train yourself to have a kind heart always and in all situations.
Atikhyare, joji padde atikhyam, joji lajik sa nyungwa la, sa nyung, sa nyungwa nawa la, romtong je pangdu yana, sa romtong je pangdu yana, ndala, ng lakpandala chu ji sanapchi ki shikta, chu la sampa zangbo yoba yisong, romtong la pe sem zangbo yoba rindo, yisong, sampa zangbo kona, Samba zangbo kona tisunze, samba zangbo te karchimbunze bare, joji. Kamde sepa yang, kamde treba kapsu yang, samba zangbo songam song. Hyartan zepa, labzan zepa kapsu yang, tamche layang, samba zangbo chi yang songbari, samba zangbo chi ki songbari. Samba zangin di wang le ka na dang top che chong tam che chan jyon ro vayin. Samba zang na, samba sem zangbo yo na lunga ke le kaan se gebar njur vayin te. Lunga ke le tam che gebar njur vayin sem zangbo yo na. Ngar cha se ting do Lamte yakbo lojita bata, jeke lamte ya jeke te sarvare, numa lojiche bare. Nikala su na to bare. Jeke tata te, charpa ke meban dogre sam hamgo ke, hamgo chik ten ya bare. Jeke teni tata ten la hamgo ya bate chokpare sane, pa yog ya bare. Jig yabare, jig yog yabare, nigala swenam to belodu. Kanga nigala swenam, semzambo yabala tinde swenam tobare. Jitang tatsa tinla, amgo yana, tinne tokpare, niba yung santo yin yang, semzambo yabala tinne, tela yang swenam tobare. Jig ya tatsa tinla, amgo ya tokpare, sampa yog yare, tela yang swenam tobare. Nika semzambo yabasena swenam tobare. Te yapo yabare. Sambangina namba gevatar nama namjang pa lunga ke savate gevatar do yuna yang nangna yang tonda mige vanjure sem nge ba yuna lunga ke sava gevan ra vozo ne yang sem nge ba top je mige valan do yure tuda namba tamje do tuda namba kun do samba zangbo am sem zangbo la
There is a story of Atisha. One day, Lord Atisha's hand was hurting, and so he laid it in Jomtenpa's lap and said, "You who are so kind-hearted, bless my hand."
Television thing.
So Atisha found or said that Jomtenpa, that he had a kind heart, that he had developed a good intention. He has developed a kind heart, therefore he laid his hand into his lap. Atisha always placed a unique emphasis on the importance of a kind heart. And rather than ask people, "How are you?" he would say, "Has your heart been kind?" Whenever he taught, he would add, "Have a kind heart." It is the power of kind or unkind intentions that makes an action positive or negative, strong or weak. When the intention behind them is good, all physical or verbal actions are positive, as illustrated by the story of the men who put the leather sole over the tzatza. There was a story actually about two persons. When in Tibet they had the tradition to build these clay tzatzas, and when the rain would come, then the tzatzas would disappear, they wouldn't melt, but would disintegrate, yes. So there was one person who took a shoe to cover this tzatzas out of the good intention that the tzatza may not disintegrate. And another man came and said, "Well, a shoe is something very dirty. You cannot cover such a holy thing with such a dirty shoe." So he took the shoe away out of a good intention. So the good intention was not to make such a holy thing dirty. Both of these men accumulated a lot of merit because both of them acted out of a good heart. So if you act out of an intention with a good heart, out of a positive intention, then whatever you do with body or speech, this will be an accumulation of merit. It will be a positive, virtuous action. When the thought behind an action is bad, then the action, however positive it looks, will in fact be negative. If you have a negative intention, then whatever good action you do with your body or your speech, it will be unvirtuous. So learn to have kind intentions at all the time, no matter what the circumstances. Yes.
Tikedo. Samba zangna sadang lamyang zang, samba nina sadang lamyang ni, tamche samba ta la ra lepe, takpar samba zang lambe parza, tikedo tenedongo.
It follows a verse. If the intention is good, the levels and paths are good. If the intention is bad, the levels and paths are bad. Since everything depends on intentions, always make sure they are positive. Rinpoche would like us to write this down in English and then recite it together. It says, if the intention is good, the levels and paths are good. If the intention is good, the levels and paths are good. Second line, if the intention is bad, the levels and paths are bad. Next line, since everything depends on intentions, always make sure they are positive. Since everything depends on intentions, always make sure they are positive.
Soin boi zoi noi zoi dalam yamza. Soin boi nena zoi dalam yamza. Anche sanga da 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 de. Satan lam yang ketar zangna tan dana ama gemo ta pomo ni jige pedo ngoi gemo ma ba ni lakpa de la de se ne cho chembo la ga de la de zo goye cho chembo che la bo pe garbe ma ba ni ka chu che so ni ka cho che so ni ka ama ta pomo ni ke che che la sem zang bo zo bare me sampa la Pomon de chu macher wa ki song na ngarang chu cher cher chang cher sa pomi sambala ama chu macher na ngarang cher chang cher nyam ni ke che ke che la samba zang bo se yi se pa se yi chunang de ke we ni ka chang ben ji tin de ji pa yi ya
it gives a story to explain the first line about a mother and her daughter. How is it that the paths and levels are good if the intentions are good? Once an old woman was crossing a wide river with her daughter, holding her hand, when both of them were swept away by the current. The mother thought, "It's not that important if I am carried away by the water as long as my daughter is saved." So she developed a positive intention. At the same time, the young girl was thinking, "It doesn't matter much if I get swept away as long as my mother isn't drowned." They both perished in the water. And as a...
Yeah, deliberately. <this. laughs>
They both perished in the water, and as a result of those positive thoughts for each other, they were both reborn in the celestial realm of Brahma.
Yeah, they are the young Luis Sasa Kokara. Pola Mama, Tangbola Koa Tangdo, Jerang Yakapakwak Zuyava Teller City Koa. Sasa Koka City to Tokare Toka, Tokyakan Nando, Tumba Tok, Yelong Tok, Panjin by Hitang, Panjin City by Yendal Tangure, Yigan Dawkon, Panjin by Hitan Dun, Hyogne Simpe, Tolu Hyog Simpare. Trotome, Jarva
Another story. On another occasion, six monks and a messenger boarded a ferry boat to cross the river Yasako.
You are television.
Rinpoche is showing the television, you can watch it. And I have to read it. In those days, the ferry boats were made out of yak skin. You might have seen that in Tibet already. So it was a kind of yak skin ferry boat. They used that to cross the river. The boat set off from the bank. About a quarter of the way, the boatman said, "We are too heavy." If anybody knows how to swim, please jump into the water. If not, I'll jump in myself, and one of you can take the oars. None of them knew how to swim, but none of them knew how to row either. In Tibet, it's usually that the people don't know how to swim. So none of them knew how to swim, and none of them knew how to row either. So the messenger jumped out of the boat, crying, "It is better for me to die alone than for everybody to die." He developed this positive thought that if he alone died, then the others wouldn't have to suffer and the others wouldn't have to die. Therefore, he jumped into the boat, from the boat into the water. Immediately, a rainbow appeared and a rain of flowers fell down. Even though... Even though the messenger did not know how to swim, he was carried safely to the shore. He had never practiced Dharma. This was the immediate benefit from coming from a single good thought. So it was just his positive intention which carried him over safely to the other shore, even though he was not a Dharma practitioner.
Samba nina satan lamyang chetar nina yang pe nire, trangpo niji pe. Ngoyin trangpo xe jargu o trangpo pe, trangpo xe jargu nga so, nyar nem, jarpo nde ngo che ne xe te, ngarang jarpo se na, che marong nyamba, yang dang yang do lo la chi. Nangbar nyi do song ne, xoba nyi kok debe kap so, Nyar yuebatsi, jarpo hingda la hiyona yuwe, hiyopa ngabu hingda la hiyona yuwe, ko nyi deba kapso, hingdeng ko lo ku ke la jabde ke che payin, ke che kiso, ko jarko lamga la nyar deba rindwa. Jarpo gadi tang hingda tang de madong, tene ke che sumo rindwa. Lar rangi, rangi chu hiyope tuenbo am tuengo te tu tang, Namba tamche do tenba dan hijin je zong ne rangyo ila takye maze na rang sem na rang takye zo gogundo. Takye maze na. Tuenmi do tuenda meba cha dang lo trakpo dang le ngin cha po che sokwa la cik meba yin. Tuenda meba samnung meba che giri. Trangin te yang dro me se pe Samno te tava he kipe. Jarpo ke che sigamare, ke che na yang ko jarpo top sigamare. Ini yang samno te tava tamare. Drevan tata memba yinte. Jarpo pobrang ke vuna. Rambo jinta la deje dan din. Deje dan din par zem ni yog yoype. Wo che don yang me. Wo che don me. Go che don yomare. Karsi wo che ne jarpo chong song yang, xe yang, chong wang xe ba che kore. Jarpo se je jarsi mezi, jarpo se je jarsi sigre, mezi pa kol kandisi to gore. Yin yang luenbo, ta ta wo, zik ta wo, tom ta wo, taimung ta wo, tunu yore jik suru wo. Yope, teta ke jarsa mezen ba, trangin ko, trangbo ko, Ser kale jarsar jarsa longo don chalayo. Tena ranjoy la lekpar mata na ranga semna yapo mata na tuimi do tuenda meba tuimi do teta visamba ngemba ya chi simba yimbe geki kyawo vishani katamba geki chire. Sipa mambo mpherji yeji jarsi majong. Nyumong phirgare yeji jarsi majong yeji tenda wo samno matang sombare. He song. Yate pata. Tene chomdeen deji lo chudo.
Now it commends the second line. How with negative or the effects of negative intentions there will be an example as well. How is it that the paths and levels are bad if the thoughts are bad? There was once a beggar who, as he was lying in the gateway of the royal palace, was thinking, I wish that the king would have his head cut off and I could take his place. This thought was continually going round in his mind all night long. Towards morning, he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, the king drove out his carriage. One of the wheels rolled over the beggar's neck and cut off his head. Unless you remember the purpose of your quest for Dharma with mindfulness and vigilance and watch your mind all the time, violent feelings of attachment and hatred can easily lead to the accumulation of very powerful negative effects. Therefore, one should always watch one's own intentions. With your mind, you should look at your intention. Otherwise, you can end up in senseless thinking, which will have a very powerful negative effect. Although the old beggar's wishes could never come true, the result of his thought materialized right away. The wish of this beggar who wanted to become king when the king's head was cut off was a very senseless wish. It would never have become true. But still, it was negative and the result was coming very quickly. Was it likely that the king, sleeping comfortably on his jeweled bed in the palace, would lose his head? Even if he were to be beheaded, would it not be more plausible that the crown prince would take over the kingdom? Even if somehow he did not, was there any chance that in spite of all the ministers who were like tigers, leopards, bears, that a dusty old beggar would take over the throne?
Cheetah.
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 The ministers who are like cheetahs would instead a beggar would take over the throne. Unless you check yourself carefully, however, even such ludicrous negative thoughts as this can arise. This is as Geshe Shawopa said. Geshe Shawopa was a Kadampa Geshe. He said, "Do not rule over imaginary kingdoms of endless proliferating possibilities." He said, "If you think senseless thoughts about things which cannot come true, then this will only increase your afflictions and will have no benefit at all."
Yin mun jom din de gelong ge gendeun dang je ba yin da ye ge chem do suenyu la jin dang ma che zomo wa jare jare ki che ba che dang dam ji che ba pa jong che de ni ye ba dam ji ve ji che ba de sang je khor che je suenyu ma ye gong hi la ma ye gong de Lame, Sonyo Lome, Tolome, Tiamani, Tambo Sanjel Bugoyo. Jareki Cheva Putti, Ye Pasene, Hila, Ye Sene, Gonze, Ye Sene, Lame, Lonzi, Jalama, Says Zambo Mangboni. Te Nije, Tramsi Cheva Tan Jareki Putti Nije, Sedro Lambari Hildo, Tamsebe, Koni Keja Hebre, Tamseba Keja Hebre. Jareki chebate nare, kate ngala wangdang, wangke yo, longjo he yona, ne sanje chomdin den kordan chebala, chesin soe pardo, chesin soe pardo se, the name maike pardo sebare. Nabzatang, sunyunjin chute, yose tamje je tamne, ningor jido se. Jareki cheboko gabu yabare. Samno yapoyer. Tramsi chebate ngumako. Saya mata beres, sem gagam beres. Tramsi cebutin nare. Katih ngala uang si iona, iona iorji jarpo iina, ni gejong gorek, te, gorek seje de ngoriri imbe jujise gore te khordan che pe go tong ni che do ke che yel tere jare ke che bate yor yin che do sin hing dong chen bo he ke drama la la de pe hing yin je drama yon na song yang che bo ye pe drama drama de ma yor ba drama de de re che bo la so nam chen bo ye pe ta re drama de de ba Your day, Jarpo, Hede, same ever at Tamus and Namkin, Jarpoku, Kaja here in the Torba Capso, Mesonam, Sonam Tang, one Tang Kankiava, the Jarpo, Sido, Sene, Tamke, Jetsarve, Chevote, Gong Yorjang, Yingong Yorjang, Teme, Matang, Bani, Logan Tome, De Lang, the Jersey Lago, Ko Jarpo Tosomore. Come, ये जिन से जते सांबा येंदन रो कार्सो के लान नाम जी चंग सोंग हैं लान नाम जी चंग सोंग जो सी करे सांजे दां सांजो संबा थाम जे जी सेंजे ला जैसे गेवरन जोड़ के चका ने जो मजो जब काब्से यां नासा दुबो योग मारे समा लाता मैं कोंबांग तोप जे जब समा लाता मैं लूटो वाले थार तोक जोग पर सांजे जे कोंबांग वों द साचोप दो रांजो ला माता पर माता बेंसर हो रंग सेमला साचोप सिजते रंग सेमला माता पे गेवाले सिगरे सादं कोरवा खातों दे जो सो गेवा जाचे बोस एकरले रांसीला तके माता पे सादं कोरवा सो गेवा जाचे बोस जोन यं सेम यापु मीने यापु यंगो बारे सुपरे तादो रंग जो ला Semju la tan, samba zangbola, la ba cartio. Ya. That's a bad.
Now, a story about the Buddha.
Buddha.
One day, the Buddha and his monks were invited to receive alms at a home of a benefactor. There were also two beggars there. One a young Kshatriya and the other a young Brahmin. The Brahmin went in to beg before the Buddha and the monks had been served and received nothing. One should usually have let the Buddha eat first. So he went in before he and the Buddha and the whole group was eating, and he received nothing. The Kshatriya waited until everybody else had been served and received plenty of the good food left over from their begging bowls. That afternoon on the road, the two of them spoke their thoughts to each other. They met and were talking to each other. The young Kshatriya said, "If I were rich, I would offer clothes and alms to the Buddha and his monks for the rest of my life. I would honor them by offering everything I had." He liked the Buddha. He was the one who got all the leftovers. The young Brahmin, who didn't get anything, said, "And if I were a powerful king, I'd have that shaven-headed bigot's head cut off and his whole band executed with him." He did not like the Buddha.
Buddha. Come, Buddha, Gamma. Jim Sen, the court of Jephamas.
Because he didn't get anything to eat. The Kshatriya went to another country and installed himself in the shadow of a great tree. As the shadows of the other trees moved, the shadow of this particular tree stayed still. That was a sign of his accumulation of merit. Even though the shadow was moving of the other trees, his own particular tree's shadow would not move because he was sleeping in the shadow. Now, the king of that country had just died, and since he had no hair, the people... He had no son.
Cancer.
Gelbe Seed and Gelbe Chuck, the Inji Kidu. Ja, Chickpa Joe, a young girl.
Aja.
Then the Gelpola Chuck Mepper. Since he had no son. The people had decided that the most meritorious and most powerful person in the land would be installed as their king. Going off in search of their new sovereign, they came upon the young Kshatriya sleeping under his tree, still in the shade, although midday had long since passed. They woke him up and made him king. So since the shadow didn't move, that was a sign that he was one who had accumulated lots of merit, that he was a powerful man, therefore they made him king. Thereafter, he paid honor to the Buddha and his disciples as he had wished. This was all a fruit of his good intention. And now the fruit of the negative intention of the Brahmin. As for the young Brahmin, the story goes that he lay down at a crossroad to rest, and his head was cut off by the wheel of a passing wagon. That was the fruition of the negative intention. If you learn to always have only kind thoughts, all your wishes for this lifetime will come true. Everything you wish yourself for this lifetime, if you have good positive thoughts, will come true. The benevolent gods will protect you, and you will receive the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Everything you do will be positive, and at the moment of death, you will not suffer. That means even at the moment of death, there won't be any strong sickness, any bad suffering. In future lives, you will always be reborn in celestial or human realms until finally you attain the level of perfect Buddhahood. Do not rush off without examining your thoughts and feelings and perform a great show of virtuous activities, prostrations, circumambulations, prayers, recitations of mantras, and so on. Instead, be sure to check your attitude all the time and to cultivate a kind heart. You should, whatever you do, always analyze your mind. If you act hastily or in a hurry without having analyzed your intention, that might lead to unvirtuous activity. But you should always cultivate a kind heart.
Te temi ye dedon sombare dordona temi ye den dordona sambazang bore sambazang na dev zambo sumata sambang in and dev ngembe lorju che sombare tisena ta nga so tu join the sambazang bo yonya ke tapzo go Sambazambo.
This was the summarized meaning of all the four immeasurables. namely the good heart or the good intention. With this word, the good heart or the good intention, you summarize all the meaning of the four immeasurables. Therefore, we should always apply methods that we develop a good heart. Here it showed in several stories what will happen if we don't have a good heart or a good intention, and what happens if we have a good heart or a good intention. Therefore, we should always try to develop a good heart, a good intention. If we have a good heart, a good intention, then we are able to go on the path of Mahayana, and we will be able to develop the relative type of bodhicitta. If we can't develop a good heart, then we won't be able to follow the path of Mahayana. We all are Mahayana practitioners, and we think we are a bodhisattva, but if we have not developed a good heart, then we have not developed the relative type of bodhicitta, the relative bodhicitta, then we are no good practitioners. If we have not developed a good heart, a good intention, then we have not really entered the Mahayana path. For this reason, Rinpoche was explaining in the last days the chapter of loving kindness and compassion of Gampopa's jewel ornament of liberation, and also this chapter about the four immeasurables from Pato Rinpoche's book, The Words of My Perfect Teacher. Here we can develop the good intention and make sure we are good Mahayana practitioners. Both these books, The Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa, as well as The Words of My Perfect Teacher by Pato Rinpoche, are translated into English. Pato Rinpoche's book also into French. You should read them again and again, reflect and meditate about them, and try to really develop a good heart. In case we meditate in this life upon loving kindness and compassion, but we don't manage to fully develop a good loving kindness and compassion in this life, then we should also make aspirational prayers that we may be able in future lives to develop loving kindness and compassion perfectly. If we make such aspirational prayers, then throughout all our future lives we will get more and more used to loving kindness and compassion, and we will be able to develop them perfectly. If we accompany our meditation of loving kindness and compassion of this life with such aspirational prayers, then definitely we will be able to accomplish loving kindness and compassion.
Tene rang rang samnyingi dan semde samnyingi dan ni kin dam sem zambo majona taban tembo
la lobjong se rekpa samo lobjong se na ya samba nyinji mino tene rang nga ja chin dan tha do chin yong si gre ni ka chen bu yo re ti se na tene samba ta nyinji ta chin ta ta da hello nyinji ni le le bu ni le he ba yi pe cha ni le kong de ni
It is possible that if we did not develop loving kindness and compassion and a good heart in our mind stream, that when we study the higher views, that we develop pride and jealousy. Studying the higher views without the higher views and the profound logic, if we study higher views and profound logic without a fundamental understanding of loving kindness and compassion and without a good heart, then we might develop pride and jealousy. For this reason, Rinpoche explained here the chapters about loving kindness and compassion and also about a good heart. Also this text about the 37 practices of a bodhisattva, it mainly deals with how to develop loving kindness and compassion. Therefore, it is very beneficial if we recite it regularly. Best would be every day, again and again. Then our attitude, our good heart will increase also.
Tene sang chudire do. Na ne tene khizan do le jikten chak chol la tekpa chenpu lo tingmen je lo tujung kolu lo zokpa chenpu lo ye yore te ye yi na ne tikchen je tekpa chenpu lo jen jikten chak chol te tene gozo we to se ye yi
Tomorrow is holiday, and from the day after, Rinpoche wants to start teaching about the treasury of knowledge. There is one chapter which describes how the genuine Dharma pervades this world. It describes how the Mahayana Dharma pervades this world, the Hinayana Dharma, the Kala Chakra Dharma, and also the Maha Ati or Maha Sandhi Dharma. Rinpoche chose to describe how to teach how the Mahayana Dharma pervaded this world. How the world arises. Oh, excuse me. It is how the world arises according to the Mahayana tradition, the Hinayana tradition, the Kala Chakra tradition, and the Mahaati tradition. And Rinpoche chose to describe how the world arises according to the Mahayana tradition because this mostly corresponds to our nowadays thinking.
Gevande ye jevo kun suna
yeshe
tozo de suna yeshe lezo
Damba
kuni dobar ju
munjol lembo
kuye tashi Yena juzo
sunge tashi ju
tada jene tuke
tashi
Jarve
kuno
je tashi
Chiza kunjap Zuu, ya, dekha